healthcare one American at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Last hour, we talked about 89 seconds that changed the world. That is the 89 seconds given to Ron Paul in the debate yesterday on foreign policy in South Carolina. The cheering throngs loved him. The Republican establishment, they fear him. They absolutely fear him. Why? Because he calls into question all of their values, which are valueless, by the way. Welcome to the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show here on GCN. This hour, John Rappaport, investigative journalist, my good friend, returns in a little while. We're going to talk about, in addition to what we covered last hour with Tim Boland, Merck, CDC, Julie Gerberding, the relationship with abusing children through vaccines. Well, turns out the abuse continues into the Penn State fiasco, this horrible tragedy of childhood abuse, pedophilia, etc. Now we're going to learn that the head of Merck, the head of the same guy who strategized for Merck, they said, hey, you know what? Rather than piling all of the Vioxx lawsuits against us here at Merck, why, let's not pile them all together. Let's defend each one viciously, independently, and we will limit our exposure. We will limit our damage. And they were right. He's been very successful now. He's head of Merck Pharmaceuticals. Now he's leading the investigation at Penn State into the pedophilia case. Yeah, we're going to talk with John Rappaport about that. And the behavior, by their behavior, you shall know them. And if you at all have stock in Merck, divest yourself so that your soul may become pure again, if it is at all possible. What else is on tap? Last hour we talked heavy metal detox. If you missed that, you'll have to catch the restream later. We have all those links up at robertscottbell.com. What else do we have on tap today? Hey, Occupy. Where else are we going to occupy? I mentioned that we're going to occupy Australia. Well, not technically, but we're going to put troops in Australia now. Like, where else do we not have troops, right? Put them everywhere. We can afford it, right? Just borrow from China, print it up, tax the people some more, whatever you got to do. Hey, we'll borrow from the EU, right? Let's get some from Greece and Italy. Well, we're going to end up, you know, bailing them out as well. Well, occupy. How about occupy the picnics? Shall we occupy picnics now? Because the U.S. government is evidently doing it. That's right. The feds, the health departments, the tyrants. They raided a local farm-to-fork picnic dinner, ordering all food to be destroyed with bleach, chlorine bleach. Well, we can't have organic food. There might be microbes on it. Let's chlorine bleach it. Oh, how's that going to work out for the environment? Hmm? It is the latest case of extreme government food tyranny and one that is sure to have you reeling in anger and disgust, according to National News. Health Department officials recently conducted a raid of Quail Hollow Farm and Organic Community Supported Agriculture, CSA Farm, in southern Nevada during its special farm-to-fork picnic dinner put on for guests. The agent who arrived on the scene ordered that all fresh local produce and pasture-based meat that was intended for the meal be destroyed. Why didn't they throw her ass out? Demand a warrant. Come back with a warrant. In the meantime, we're enjoying our dinner. Stop it! American people, stop it! Look at the raw milk moms. Look what we did. I didn't do it. I just fought. I covered the event. The raw milk moms, God bless them. They told the FDA, FDA you! We're drinking our raw milk. We're bringing it across state lines. Come and get us. Arrest us. And the FDA blinked. How many of you farm-to-forkers are not going to stand up? Next time you know, I know, maybe people are aware, they were intimidated. Oh, an official came. No, kick them off your property. They don't belong there. Kick them out. They are occupied. You talk about the foreign policy failures of previous administrations from Bush to Obama, etc. Ron Paul gets 89 seconds to talk about foreign policy changes. 89 seconds. We got a foreign policy of disaster. We got a domestic policy of disaster. It's a policy of occupation. Occupy the planet. The federal government wants to occupy your fork, your plate, your dinner table, your intestines, your colon. Oh, gosh, man. This is horrific, isn't it? And the war, we're at war with a tactic. The debate that Ron Paul got 89 seconds continued for an additional 30 minutes. They gave him actually a 2.5 more minutes of time in that, or maybe less than that, maybe a minute and a half, maybe 90 additional seconds. And I want you to hear some of that related to the war on a tactic. Let's go ahead and run Ron Paul clip number 3.
This is a mess. It's a mess because we have a bad foreign policy. We're pretending we're at war. We haven't declared the war, but we're at war against a tactic, and therefore there's no limits to it. So we create these monstrosities, and we do things outside the law. We come up with assassinations, allowing the president to decide who's going to be assassinated, and lo and behold, 3 Americans now have been on the list. They've been assassinated, but they don't talk about the second one because the second one happened to be a 16-year-old son of a Lockheed. So what are we doing here to accept this idea that our president is in this lawlessness to pursue and that we someday will be subject to those same courts? So no, you don't. You want to live within in the law and obey the law because otherwise it's going to be very bad for all of us. And this whole idea that now we can be assassinated by somebody that we don't even like to run our medical care and giving this power to the president to be the prosecutor, the executor, the judge, and the jury, we better look at that carefully before you automatically endorse something like that.
Congressman, thank you very much.
That's right. These dunderheaded Republicans are going, yeah, Obama, go get him. How long till they turn, you know, their drones on you? You don't even like Obama to run your health care. You're going to say, yes, he can execute American citizens that you also, oh, we both don't like him. We don't like Obama, but we don't like that Alawaki kid, that 16-year-old. We don't want him to get a driver's license, right? So let's send a drone over to him. The bloodlust, the chicken hawking bloodlust. And by the way, I did hear, remember we played the clip last hour of Ron Paul talking about torture? And Michelle Obama's like, Michelle Bachmann, she wants, oh, please, let me talk. They didn't let her talk, but turns out, I heard over the break, the news break, she's talking about, we need to give the CIA every tool option available. We need to let them torture. Michelle Bachmann, Turner Overdrive, whatever you may get right on the economy, you lose it. Is it because you're on pain medication for your, what do you got, migraines? Is that why you're willing to torture people? You trust the CIA? The CIA? It's not about the American interest. It's about global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. Have you read An Economic Hitman by Perkins and a lot more? Have you read the writings, the incredible investigative journalistic investigations that John Rappaport has done over the years? Do you understand what you're saying? One more clip here from Ron Paul. It's a follow-up answer about, you know, these chicken hawks say, oh, well, Ron Paul would never defend us, never take us. You know, it's like last hour you heard him say, listen, there's a congressional authorization. Do it according to the Constitution. If the People's House says it's time to go to war, do it, fight it, win it, get it over with, and get your ass back home. And they say, oh, he's a pacifist. No, defense. Not, well, let's go with Ron Paul clip number 4.
I voted for the authority to go after Bin Laden. I was upset because it took 10 years because we were diverted from going after him and doing the job. But that's a lot different than assassinating American citizens. I mean, he wasn't a citizen. But I do want to remind you that over 300 individuals were tried in civilian courts here that were charged with terrorism here. Most of them are in jail, and I don't think we should give up so easily on our rule of law.
Congressman Paul, thank you very much. Now it is time.
The rule of law is, of course, something that they pay lip service. Remember when the Republicans were bashing Clinton? Oh, he doesn't believe in the rule of law. Remember that Clinton, that famous Clinton comment, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, right? Executive orders. Yeah, but it's good when the Republicans get it. Or since Obama followed up on the neoconservative foreign policy. Oh, he's cool in there. We don't want to run our health care. But, yeah, he can go off and kill people around the world. And, of course, all these, you know, right to life, right? I protect the sanctity of life. Dropping drones, just supporting drones dropped on innocent children, women, pregnant women. Wouldn't you not call that an abortion by drone? Hello? Is anybody home in the right to life crowd on the issue of preemptive war? Preemptive war here at home is invading farm to fork to plate events and forcing people to dump their food out and forcing them to dump chlorine bleach on it because, oh my God, there might be a microbe on it. Never mind that there are more microbes in your gut than you have cells in your body. These dunderheads need to be thrown out. They need to be sent to some other planet. They obviously can't live among humanity. They don't understand that microbe, we survive because of microbes. Instead, we've got a napalm planet Earth, and if it isn't napalming planet Earth, it's napalming your intestines with antibiotics and creating all kinds of aberrant bacteria that will take over your body and take over the world. And you've created them. You've created them. Do you even understand the term blowback? You carpet bomb the world, you're not going to kill everybody and you're going to piss everybody off. You're going to create some enemies, as will be the same thing that happens in your gut when you rely upon antibiotics and vaccines and destroy the integrity of that terrain interface between your inner world and your outer world. And we're going to talk more about those details and realities with John Rappaport as we cover a horrific story coming out of Penn State, the pedophilia issue, and the fact that it leads up to the head of Merck Pharmaceuticals now. We'll explain to you those links like nowhere else in media because you need to hear it so that your children and you yourself do not become a victim of that which the old media wants to perpetuate by ignoring. Not here, not now, not ever. You're listening to the United States of Health Talk Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this with John Rappaport.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Greetings again, this is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Something we do here definitely falls under the category of no more fake news. And that was started up many years ago by my good friend John Rappaport, investigative journalist, and he's written about so many wonderful things that we've touched on the Robert Scott Bell Show all the way back to the beginnings of this show. And he joins me now to cover a subject I didn't want to have to cover, but we've got to, especially now that Merck is involved. This is the scandal at Penn State with pedophilia. How deep does the rabbit hole go? How high up does it rise? I mean, this is an amazing thing. Now that Penn State has named Ken Frazier, the president and CEO of Merck Pharmaceuticals, to lead this investigation at Penn State. John, how does this link to everything? I mean, this definitely caught your eye.
I was just knocked off the chair, Robert, when I saw this story yesterday. And, of course, it was played in the media like, well, I mean, this, why not? You know, a prestigious CEO, he's going to really investigate the entire situation at Penn State and make sure that no stone is left unturned, etc. He's a trustee of the college already. And my first thought was, this is exchanging one form of child abuse for another. I mean, because we're talking about one of the champions of toxic pharmaceuticals here and vaccines for children. And how strange is it that they're investigating molestation of children by this assistant coach Sandusky and who knows who else, and yet the guy who's leading up the investigation is the head of a pharmaceutical company that routinely delivers toxic drugs and toxic vaccines to children.
Yeah, isn't this amazing? You know, when you think about the horrific abuse of pedophilia, which I don't ever like to think about, but yet there's been, you know, texts throughout thousands of years of recorded history that there have been dangerous, strange, obscure cults where this child sacrifice and these kind of things happen. You think, okay, this is stuff for science fiction. This couldn't happen today. Of course, we've seen scandals within the Catholic Church. We've seen scandals in politics. Now we're seeing scandals in the higher ups of academia. Are these isolated incidents, or do they weave and you know, connect in ways that we would shock too many people and would bring down empires, would bring down institutions in such a way? Why would they go to the head of one of the largest, most powerful pharmaceutical companies on planet Earth to run an investigation? And, of course, this charitable organization, how many people might come down with it if it were to come out that more were involved? I mean, I don't know where this goes, but it's getting stranger by the minute.
Yeah. And then there's the question, this charity we're talking about is called Second Mile, and it was started in 1977 by Jerry Sandusky, who is the accused pedophile in this case, who is a former football coach, assistant coach at Penn State. They claim on their website that they help 100,000 kids in the state of Pennsylvania. I mean, that's a gigantic number. So one of the first things I wondered, well, do they heavily promote vaccinations to these kids? And if so, how many adverse reactions have occurred? I mean, this is something, you know, out of left field, but now that we know that Frazier is heading up the investigation at Penn State, other questions begin to float in the door. It's, as you say, we don't know where this is going to go. There is, at present, a rumor only that is going around, but the radio host Madden out of Pittsburgh is claiming that he has talked to a couple of journalists who are investigating this angle of the story, and that he has not trying to float an inflammatory rumor. He feels this is a legitimate brute investigation, and that is, was Sandusky actually, as he puts it, pimping out young boys to rich donors of the Second Mile charity? So we have no idea how far this is going to go as a criminal investigation, as civil lawsuits. But my sense is in these things, people are important, people with power are going to try to limit this investigation to Sandusky, because if, as you say, this gets out the door and all kinds of other people become involved, criminally involved, and are exposed, then this could bring down who knows, you know, what empires, the entire University of Penn State. Certainly this charity looks like it may go under, but there are other people, other companies, other who knows who involved here. This has many miles to go.
Well, John, also the very history of the investigation in Sandusky is rife with a lot of problems from a prosecutorial standpoint. I mean, how many people witnessed these things, and yet initially he wasn't gone after? How many people were quieted on this thing? I mean, that doesn't happen if there's just one guy involved. You got cover-ups, you got how much involvement, how far does it go? And I've got more questions than answers, as do you, but a real investigative journalist, just as you are, asks the questions and starts digging for these answers.
Well, let me give you a really shocking angle on this. You're absolutely right, of course, by the way. I mean, because for years, in 2002, a graduate assistant at Penn State reported that he saw Sandusky raping a young boy in the locker room showers at Penn State. And this was reported all the way up the line through the head coach, Joe Paterno, all the way to the president of the college. And yet, as far as I can tell, the police were never notified. No law enforcement were ever notified. And for years after that, even though Sandusky was already retired as a coach at Penn State, he was seen on campus. He was seen with young boys on campus. People were looking the other way. The graduate assistant himself, who claimed he witnessed this rape, was then eventually promoted to an assistant football coach, and he saw Sandusky many times on campus, did nothing, said nothing. But in 1998, which was perhaps the second time where a red flag was raised, it was reported to the police that Sandusky was showering with a couple of boys and was washing them in the shower. And the police mounted a sting. They listened in on a conversation between Sandusky and the mother of one of the children, where Sandusky admitted that he did this and said, "I wish I were dead." This is 1998. The case goes to the prosecutor, local prosecutor named Gray Gricar or Gricar. He decides eventually not to prosecute because he doesn't think he has enough evidence. I don't know what other evidence he needs, but the prosecution does not go forward. This is 1998. 7 years later, 2005, Gricar walks out of his house one day to do a few errands and never comes back. Never.
Disappears.
Still haven't found him.
Presumed to be dead. No one knows. This is the kind of stuff that begs the questions that we're asking here on the Robert Chiat Bell Show today. More with John Rappaport. He's from NoMoreFakeNews.com, good friend of the program and good friend of mine for many, many years. We'll also talk about the upcoming vaccine seminar that we've been working on for a while, and also the no-bid contract. A Democratic donor to Obama, smallpox vaccines coming your way. Is this another Solyndra debacle, except for smallpox vaccines? Stay with the Robert Chiat Bell Show. More after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we're covering a story today at this hour on Robert Cadell, so I'd rather not have to cover, but it is very important because it relates again. Merck Pharmaceuticals got their paw prints on it. And we go back to Nazi Germany, and we see the breakup of IG Farben. And one of the demon spawn is Merck Pharmaceuticals. So the behavior that existed so long ago, do you think it just disappears into thin air? No. And right now, being made head, this Ken Frazier guy, head of this investigation in Penn State, into the pedophilia scandal related to the Sandusky guy. And we were talking about one of the, investigators and police, they're not prosecuting this and that, and then somebody who's a witness disappears. I mean, what is going on? I mean, this is a bad, is it a Stephen King novel? What's happening here, John?
Yeah, it sounds like that. The prosecuting attorney, Ray Gritkar, who declined to prosecute Sandusky way back in 1998 when it appeared that he had ironclad evidence of some kind of molestation. As I said, he disappeared 7 years later in 2005. They never found him. He was declared dead last summer. Well, when he disappeared in 2005, he just walked out of the house and drove away and never came back. They eventually found his car near a river. And in the car, there were cigarette ashes and the smell of cigarette smoke. He was not a smoker. He would never have allowed anybody in the car who smoked. They found his cell phone, but not his wallet or keys. Eventually, and there are time lapses here, they found his car. As I just said, eventually they found a laptop in the river without the hard drive. Then, flash forward, they find the hard drive lodged in the riverbank, but too damaged to do anything about it. They go to his house, and on his desktop, they discover that he, apparently, had been Googling ways to erase a hard drive. What was on that hard drive? Further evidence that he wanted to cover up? You could speculate in all sorts of directions there. Hmm. Never found him. Several years before, his brother had committed suicide, and the locale was almost symmetrical on the other side of the river from where Gricar, the prosecutor, disappeared. So here we have a case of a prosecutor who probably, at least from superficial appearances, should have prosecuted the accused pedophile back in 1998. He doesn't. 7 years later, he disappears, presumed dead under very, very strange circumstances. And then we flash over to this Second Mile charity of Sandusky's, which, you know, this is an accused pedophile has a gigantic charity for at-risk children in the state of Pennsylvania. They claim they help 100,000 kids a year, right? And now news stories are appearing saying, well, the charity may be forced to, you know, just close its doors. And what an opportunity for a pedophile to have his own, you know, charity.
Well, yeah, under the guise of
who's involved here with Second Mile.
Yeah, it is a tremendous list of people that I don't know that they want to be affiliated with this anymore publicly.
Most of the names, if not all, have been removed from the Second Mile website. But they have these kind of mini camps for kids sponsored by Bank of America, the Hershey Corporation, Walmart, Warnico, whose leading brand is Calvin Klein. There are other companies that show up peripherally because of the people who work for Second Mile or who are their supporters who happen to work for those companies or did work for those companies, like J.P. Morgan Chase, Price Waterhouse, Philadelphia Phillies, Quaker State, Blue Shield, Susquehanna Bank. And then you've got people who hold honorary status at the charity, former Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz, Andy Reid, coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Arnold Palmer, actor Mark Wahlberg, Matt Millen, former NFL player and ESPN analyst.
Hmm. Well, if you want to know how deep this goes, keep following up John Rappaport. He'll be covering it in No More Fake News. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. When we come back, we're going to talk also about the no-bid contract for smallpox vaccines that the Obama administration just issued. Another, what, half-billion down the rat hole? We're going to find out after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. 424-1077. We're here to help.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We continue on with my good friend John Rappaport here as we crank it up even further. And the story now about crony capitalism, or crapitalism as Jerry Doyle calls it, continues, you know, remember the Solyndra scandal, half a billion or how many, you know, basically, here, take the money, go bankrupt, who cares, it's taxpayer funds, doesn't matter. Well, now another $433 million down the rat hole that is known as the vaccine industrial complex. Cost need question in $433 million smallpox drug deal. And John, I'm sure you heard about this one. No bid contract to a big Democratic Party Obama donor. When SIGA complained that contracting specialists at the Department of Health and Human Services were resisting the company's financial demands, senior officials replaced the government's lead negotiator for the deal, interviews, and documents show. So, I mean, the criminality is just institutionalized, whether it be Democrat administration or Republican. Right now, the latest is an Obama thing.
Yeah, this is right out there in the open. I mean, there's no denying it. The company was able to exert enough influence with the White House to get the, you know, the contract people changed so that this, and a no bid contract, no competition for the contract. And then, of course, the drug has never been tested. Nobody knows what its effects will be. Nobody has done any sort of studies on it. So they want to stockpile $500 million worth of the drug just in case they need it. But if they needed it, this would be like, I don't know, how could you compare it? Walking into a factory and picking up a can of something and drinking it? I mean, there's no telling what the effects might be. Forget whether it's effective or not against smallpox, which is kind of a, you know, an artificial nightmare to begin with because nobody's getting smallpox. But, you know, how could this be any crazier? I can't imagine any way that it would be crazier.
Yeah, they're calling this drug an antiviral pill. And we've seen some real dangers of the antiviral pills that have already been released onto the public. They call this ST-246. would be used to treat people who were diagnosed with smallpox too late for the vaccine. So there's even a follow-up to this. And we recognize they always claim, oh, 30% death rate to smallpox. Yet they never distinguish between those treated homeopathically, holistically, versus those treated allopathically, where in the days of these death rates, some as high as 50% or more, they were literally using mercury chloride on the skin to drive the pox back into the body, which is the body's desperate attempt to detox from a normal disease process. And so the homeopathic hospitals, holistic hospitals that, you know, recorded death rates near zero relative to what they claim are, oh, 3 out of 10 are going to die.
And then we had this scandal during the Bush administration where Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson came out, as some people will recall, and said, well, there's an imminent terrorist attack with a smallpox weaponized. And therefore, everybody in the country, you have your name on a vial of the vaccine, and we have to have great stocks of this and everything. And, you know, even at that point, conventional doctors were shamed into saying, hey, Tommy, wait a minute. This is crazy, because anybody whose immune system is challenged at all for any reason that takes this vaccine could develop smallpox, could die. What are you doing? And so from saying that everybody should get the vaccine, and Bush supposedly got the vaccine, all of a sudden Tommy Thompson comes out about 6 months later and says, I'm not getting the vaccine, and I'm recommending that nobody in the president's cabinet get it. And they had been trying to set up centers all over the country where people would go to get the vaccine, and nobody was showing up at the centers, and the whole thing was a total bust. And now they're coming back again with $500 million worth of Drano. I don't know what it is, this drug. And they're going to buy it and stock it. I mean, their opinion of public intelligence has reached a new low. That's all I can say.
Well, and the indifference has been something that they've been counted on as well. I mean, you know, you continue to intoxicate the people with fluoride, heavy metals, food devoid of nutrition, and eventually you're pretty certain that we're not going to have an uprising. These people are too weak and sick to rise up, except for the enthusiasm and anger and genuine outrage and the energy to do something about it coming from, for instance, the health freedom movement, those that are actually taking care of themselves, the detoxifying, the raw milk people. I mean, these super moms that are, you know, they're not superheroes, but at the same time, they're willing to stand up against a multi-billion dollar federal, you know, behemoth, and they win. And so we're seeing the cracks in the illusion of all-powerfulness. Listen, we got to take a break. John, I'm going to have you hold on a couple of more minutes here while we wrap up the show. I want to tell everybody about the upcoming vaccine seminar we're getting close to release through Natural News as well. And, of course, well, let's see what else is in the news to wrap up this week's show. Go to robertscatbell.com for all of the links to today's show and more. We'll be back after this with more Powerful Healing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally family-friendly. Stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
From unneeded smallpox vaccines to smallpox drugs given sweetheart deals by the Obama administration, down to testing people with, let's see, should we test children? Yeah, let's test children with anthrax vaccines. Remember they were floating that trial balloon a few weeks back? And then, you know, we got pedophilia scandals at Penn State, Merck Pharmaceuticals becoming involved, CDC promoting pharmaceuticals and vaccines. Julie Gerberding heads it up, reformats it just to be a vaccine marketer and promoter. She ends up getting 10 times her salary working for Merck Vaccine Division. Now we find swapping chickenpox infected lollipops is illegal. John, did you hear about this one?
No. What is that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this one just came out yesterday. A federal prosecutor is warning parents against trading chickenpox-laced lollipops by mail in what authorities described as misguided attempts to expose their children to the virus to build immunity later in life. See, this is the new way, I guess, through Craigslist or otherwise. Do you have chickenpox? Do your children have chickenpox? Hey, come on over. You know, we used to have chickenpox parties. When I found out there were kids that had it, I got my kids over there because we wanted them to get it early. And so I guess, you know, moms are coming up with ideas of like, hey, if you don't know anybody around you because everybody's getting the shot and never getting the chickenpox anymore, moms are becoming increasingly desperate to expose their children naturally.
Wow.
Yeah, this is wild.
I hadn't heard about that at all.
Yeah, so now...
Yeah,
you know,
that's right. There used to be these parties. I mean, the idea was... We want you to get these childhood diseases early so that you become immune. That used to be, you know, that's the way you did it. And everybody agreed that's the way to go.
Yeah, grandma knew, great-grandma knew. I mean, it was just done. You knew it would strengthen. The kids would be healthier because of it. And now they're saying, you know, this guy, the self-appointed SARS of everything, Dr. Tim Jones, Tennessee State epidemiologist, he says, Jones said old-fashioned pox parties are bad enough. But shipping items to infect children is utterly inexcusable. Well, you know, listen, if you would allow children to get the chicken pox, we wouldn't be so desperate as parents to find ways to get our kids these childhood rites of passage.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's right. Because, you see, if kids are allowed to get these diseases and then they recover,
mm-hmm.
This is very bad publicity for the vaccine companies.
Yes.
But what was that all about? I mean, no vaccines were involved, got sick, recovered, is stronger, better immune system. So what do we need you for?
Mm. Exactly right. And then from there we go to what we, John, you and I have been working on for a long time now, the vaccine seminar that has, oh my gosh, how do you describe what we're doing? That's part of where we are right now, describing what we put together here for release and natural news. Mike Adams is going to be releasing that soon, so we'll, you know, you'll be the first to know, everybody listening. But John, we're getting close.
We are getting close. This is your PhD vaccine seminar to end all vaccine seminars. I mean, we have created this hologram sitting in the middle of space. And you can look at the whole vaccine issue from so many different perspectives, answers all of the questions and objections that are raised by the the vaccine, pro-vaccine maniacs. It really does it from top to bottom.
Hmm. And so this is the kind of thing that we want to release, kind of like, you know, as they try to basically keep people from knowing about the fact that there was a time in our recent history that it was a normal part of childhood to expose our children to these ailments, nurse them through it, and they would be stronger on the other side of it. They would have what we call naturally conferred immunity, which would strengthen them when they had their children. And, of course, by eliminating the expression of any of these diseases, like, you know, more kids are getting the chickenpox vaccine, you know, the moms, in this case, as I mentioned, are getting increasingly desperate to find these other children that actually have it so that their children can get it so that we can have some level of immune integrity that moves forward from this point.
What people really need to grasp here, and we cover this extensively in the seminar, there's a whole list of points that the vaccine establishment pounds into your head over and over and over and over again to defend the practice of vaccination. And this is one of the biggest propaganda campaigns in the history of the human race. And so you need to take it apart piece by piece and examine each claim that is being made and refute it. And we've done that and so much more in that seminar. People really be armed to go out there, understand what's happening in the world.
Yeah, it's not enough to understand that, oh, vaccines are dangerous, right? It's one thing, but to know why, to know the history, and then to also know the options that you have in the protection of your children, much less yourself, the strengthening of your children for the future. And all of those things, you know, we've actually unleashed and we've revealed in a way never before released.
Yeah. Strengthening the immune system naturally. That is a gigantic subject, and we have delved into that and really looked at it head on. Because in the mainstream, you see, there is no such thing as strengthening the immune system naturally. In the mainstream, it's all about medical this and medical that, medical this and medical that, and yet they have nothing for the immune system. So we've supplied that need as well.
Well, I'm so grateful that we can get this out there. And as I said, we've been getting closer and closer. I know it's the big tease, the long tease here, but, you know, literally, this is there. It's going to be out, and you'll pay attention to the Robert Scott Bell Show every day of 6 days a week, robertscottbell.com. John Rappaport is available, of course, at nomorefakenews.com. I've got his story linked up on the pedophilia scandal, how it now links to Merck Pharmaceuticals and everything else, all the questions that real journalists should be asking, John always asks, and in many cases is able to find the answers. And I'm sure you'll be following up on this story and many others.
Absolutely, Robert. Always great to be here with you.
Yeah, it's always a blast to have you on board. Now, of course, we'll do a lot more. Maybe we'll do a follow-up this week on my daily show through Natural News Radio as well.
Okay, it's a deal.
Yeah, great, great. I got an update here. Lori sends me through Facebook. She says she had chickenpox when she was 21 before the vaccine came out. It wasn't fun, but she survived without going to the hospital. By the way, there's a new chickenpox relief remedy that I helped stimulate the production of through King Bio. My good friend Dr. Frank King put that together in a whole family wellness kit. I'll be talking about that and more in the upcoming weeks, and that also is revealed in the upcoming seminar with John Rappaport. So homeopathy, a critical aspect to recovery. I talked about heavy metal detox today. We talked to Tim Boland about the scandal as well with the CDC. Merck is related there, Julie Gerberding as well. So tell your friends this will stream for the next 24 hours a day, 7 days until the next show live, until tomorrow with Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All I have to do now is remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.